thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwean women unite against gender-based violence following the death of a women's university in Africa student Isabel Masuka after being assaulted by her husband.
Honorable Obama Chinguri, who's the Minister of Gender, was part of the event, and she was denouncing gender-based violence, and in particular violence against women, saying that it should come to an end.
South Africa's Constitutional Court hears arguments in a landmark Zimbabwe torture case seeking to compel Pretoria to investigate allegations of torture committed in 2007 by Zimbabwean officials, including cabinet ministers.
And the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe threatens to revoke licenses for two local commercial radio stations if they fail to comply with their terms of operation in the next 6 months.
This is what failed to do in 33 years since its existence. The government of Zimbabwe failed to cover the whole country in terms of broadcasting. The DC covers less than 50% of the country. Why? Because it is very expensive to put transmitters.
Zimbabwean women took to the streets today protesting against gender-based violence following the alleged killing of a women's university in Africa student, Isabel Masuka, by her husband who then took his own life. Women's groups teamed up today to raise awareness together with Isabel's colleagues from the Women's University in Africa and Women Filmmakers of Zimbabwe. The protest was staged in Harare. Director Grace Chirenje of the Zimbabwe Young Women's Network for Peace, whose organization also participated at the march, says she was impressed by the numbers of women who came out to call for an end to gender-based violence. Women's Affairs Minister Opam Chinguri led the calls for action against gender-based violence in her address to the women. Chirenje tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganya Wuye the rallying call today by the women was for the government to enact stringent laws to protect girls and women from gender-based violence and related issues.
We had a march against gender-based violence where we marched from the South African embassy right through to the Women's University in Africa. But this event was organized by the Women Filmmakers of Zimbabwe and Women's University in Africa to just commemorate the death of Isabel, who passed away on the 19th of April because she was beaten up by her husband, who later himself committed suicide.
Were there any government officials that addressed you? And what were the major highlights of the address?
Honorable Opamu Chinguri, who's the Minister of Gender, was part of the event, and she was denouncing gender-based violence, and in particular violence against women, saying that it should come to an end. And this is what she was saying. They're fighting for his government to make sure that there's an eradication of violence against women.
And also, how widespread would you say this problem of gender-based violence is in the country at the moment, looking at various studies that have been done?
There are reports to say that this is a widespread problem. Today, the media was awash with reports saying that about 5,000 women are raped, and we calculated this to say 13 girls are raped per day. And this is a huge figure, because what then this means is that 18 girls a day are being raped, and that's a huge problem if you look at it in terms of statistics.
And are there any programs that are being offered, perhaps by organizations like yourself and the government, to sensitize people on gender-based violence?
I think this march organized by Women Filmmakers of Zimbabwe and Women University in Africa is one of the initiatives. We also have organizations like Zimbabwe Young Women's Network for Peace Building, MUSASA. We have research is being done by Research and Advocacy Unit. All these are in the hope that will raise awareness on issues to do with violence against women. It might not be enough at the moment, but I think something is being done. I know the government also has gender officers at ward level just trying to raise awareness on different issues affecting women. And we are still to see how effective these are, because it looks like the issue is on the rise continuously.
As organizations working with women and women's issues, are you satisfied with the role that the government is playing towards eradicating gender-based violence?
I'd like to see them firstly harmonize the constitution and the laws that are existing at the moment, and also to commit some financial resources towards the effective and efficient implementation of laws that have to do with women. Right now, it looks like the government does not have enough resources to channel towards facilitating the implementation of the 50% male-female balance. And this is a problem. They're trying, but obviously it's not enough because the numbers seem to be going up every day.
That was Director Grace Chirenje of Zimbabwe Young Women Network for Peace, speaking with Studio 7's Mavela Simplanganya Huye from Harare.